late with Dougie. Waking up 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 late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie Show, starring Dougie Almeida, from Danger Studios in Carl Spring, Florida. Now, here's Dougie Almeida.
What's up, everybody? Good evening and welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's my Tuesday night here in Coral Springs, Florida, in Danger Studios. I'm joined with Mr. Elgin David.
What is up?
And Peter's out. He's
he's not feeling well.
Yeah,
again.
He vocalizes his issues on Facebook. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's in traffic, takes a photo of it.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, and every time it's hard to believe that somebody like Peter would fall into like social melees. You know, like whenever, like when you're out somewhere and you always get into it with somebody.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know where the hell I was. I was at a gas station or something recently, driving around the last few days or week, whenever I was working last week. And somebody at the counter was like, I don't believe I got to. And I'm like, oh, I dropped everything in my hand right there and I walked out.
Yeah. I actually drove up to a 7-Eleven on Saturday. And as I pulled up to the door, there's a guy with no shirt on standing in the doorway yelling into the store at someone. And I'm like, reverse. I just immediately,
why bother?
I don't have time for this.
The Snickers bar is not that important. You know what I mean? I mean, you got to be a self-preservationist nowadays, all these fucking hoople heads shooting guns and shit and trying to make a point. And you know, that's the thing. Maybe it's better that Peter makes his grievances on Facebook, and maybe more people should. So maybe that would be the thing that would keep people from shooting up a fucking town.
You're saying they can use Facebook as a way to vent?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, most people do.
Like, instead of a poke button, you know, Facebook should come up with like a fucking bullet button. Like, you know
what
I mean?
That's terrible.
Like, if you really piss me off so much, I'm gonna bullet you.
That's terrible.
Like, in other words, if I had a gun and I can get away with it, I'd put a bullet in your head right now. That's what Facebook should do. And then maybe these people, instead of going into churches and shooting them up, and, you know, like they could just send out all these bullets.
So like death threats, digital death threats,
right,
on your Facebook page.
But in an emoji fashion, so it's less harmful, and, you know, it's more childlike.
They took away the gun emoji.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, there used to be a gun emoji, and they changed it into a water gun.
All these years, we thought they were going to take away our guns. They took away our gun emoji.
It's ridiculous. You can't even have a gun emoji.
Yeah, that's.
There's a bomb emoji. Let me see.
There should be.
I want to see if there's a bomb emoji.
Right, because that dictates like all kinds of things, like, you know.
Or you can be like, oh, this is the bomb.
Right. It's an expression. The bomb.
Oh, I guess there's no bomb emoji.
They took the bomb away as well?
I guess so. I typed in bomb and it didn't give me the option
to change
it. Well,
that was like for a while, like, you know, toy guns were the big thing. When I was a kid, you know, we played Army and shit.
Oh, my God. We used to play Manhunt all the time.
Manhunt.
Yeah, we'd have teams.
Gay.
You know, it's like,
hey guys, we're gonna play Manhunt. Who wants to play?
No, man, it's like hide and seek, but in teams. And we'd play, and we'd have guns. I used to have this realistic like pistol, and it would cock back, and you could shoot
it. Yeah, but then
it
you shoot nobody. You know, I shot you. No,
yeah,
you didn't.
Yeah, it was fun. We would play fair. Anyway, you're talking about like airsoft guns, and like you'd really shoot people with these fucking things.
Yeah, we don't.
Like pellet guns?
No, I mean, when we were adults, we ended up using like, you know, the pocket rockets.
What?
Yeah, like
what pocket rockets?
Like it's like a slingshot.
Okay.
But it had a brace on your wrist and it had the bungee cord.
Okay, a pocket rocket sounds like something different.
Yeah, well, you fucking said Manhunt.
But yeah, and so now you're talking about
thinking,
pocket rockets.
You got
rockets.
Me thinking about, you know,
I'm playing
things
with
about
my pocket
dick.
Rocket.
Yeah. But they called it a pocket rocket because you could put it in your pocket, and then you pull
it's
it
a
out,
slingshot?
And you had a reinforced slingshot with a bungee cord. You could fuck somebody up.
I mean, a lot
put
of
a marble
wrist
dude,
rockets too.
I used to take marbles. We used to buy a shitload of marbles.
Oh my God!
And then go to like out where you know, behind some abandoned area,
right?
And we get all these bottles and line them up.
Well, when you grew up, you could do that shit because out here it was like empty, wasn't it?
Yeah,
like,
mosquito infested.
And now it's all like. You know,
it's all there's a fucking
it's all
Walgreens.
Built up businesses, you know, it's crazy.
But we used to do, we'd have the tag games.
Yeah.
You know, like where there's a home base.
Oh, yeah,
and everybody
yeah.
went out and you got a fucking, then, you know.
Dude, that was the best. Hide and seek when there was home base was the best.
Yeah. And then, you know, you like all of a sudden you got to walk around and you got to catch somebody. But you always go after the fat guy because, you know, when you catch him, you can't run away.
But that's in Manhunt. In Manhunt, there was a base. And when you caught somebody, they had to go and wait. And you can come and free them.
I got gotcha.
Tagging home. If you don't get tagged by the, and you touch home, everyone's free and they can run away.
So then
again.
you get to plan shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, hey, look, they got Fat Billy again. We got to go get Fat Billy.
He
always gets caught. Billy, stop trying to hide behind the fucking palm tree.
No, but he goes and hides so that they can free the other people in jail.
Yeah, well, Manhunt. What was it called?
Manhunt.
Manhunt.
It was a fun fucking game, man.
Yeah, I bet. Hey, guys, we're going to go play Manhunt. Then we're going to have a circle jerk.
Oh, my God. We used to do seances. Back in the day, you ever do that and play Ouija board and shit?
I remember doing it, but I may have blacked out. I may not, you know.
Oh, yeah? But, maybe you got possessed by the fucking
It's like that 7-minute alien abduction thing, you know? And I remember being in college and we were all getting high and somebody broke it out. And I said, fuck this.
Wait, seven-minute alien abduction thing?
Yeah, like when you get abducted by aliens, you lose like 7 minutes of time or something like that.
Is that what they say?
I don't remember the numbers.
I want to look this up.
Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
No, I know, but I want to hear this thing.
Like people who are
thing.
Abducted said that they lose, like they get back and they have like 7 minutes on their watch later than when they remembered.
That's interesting.
But they could have been gone for, you know, they get an anal probe shut up their ass. Well, their anal probes, where else would they be?
Right. They could probe you, any one of your
They take your
orifices.
Sexual organs and maybe get some, you know.
And they switch them around.
Yeah. That was one of my earliest, when I was a young kid, I used to think of things to, you know, masturbate to. I imagine like aliens. And chicks would grab me and they would, you know, they would just need my juice.
But were they aliens in the sense that they looked like humans? Or
yeah,
were they like,
you know, every once in a while I got creative and put like an alien face.
Like from
with
the
nice
movie
titties.
Alien.
But they all, yeah. But they all, no, not good. Couldn't have anything flying.
You wouldn't
out.
Want that giving you a blowjob. The little mouth coming out.
Anything with sharp teeth and fucking fangs and talons. You don't want them near your penis. You know what I mean? It's like running with scissors naked.
I'm just trying to see where you're imagining what kind of aliens.
Well, you know,
you're
I would make
here.
It soft. You know, they'd be good looking. You
like
know, it's like Avatar,
aliens.
Like an Avatar chick.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So when Avatar came out, you were like, "That's my
shit." I thought of this years ago. This guy stole my Avatar fucking movie from my jerk-off moments when I was 5.
I've been beating up to Avatars for years.
Remember the first time you realized it? You're like, wow, this is pretty good. And I was there. Just
what,
talking
about, Avatar?
Yeah.
The first time I realized Avatar?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, the first...
Remember when you discovered the you know, the fucking feeling
it's
of...
It's so funny when
now,
you
now,
do
you
it.
Didn't,
like,
now, unless anybody told you, like, as a young guy, you don't masturbate like you do now. Like you didn't know how to do it. You did different shit with it. You were like twist it.
You got to try to figure it out.
You didn't know. You knew what it was. You're smacking it around. You know, you're like twisting it like a fucking. You know, you're whittling with the head. You
this
know, you're
is
like,
what
wow.
You do?
That's the first time I remember. That's a vague remember.
I used to smack it. I remember the first time I smacked my dick. Oh, my God.
I used to stick it in the drawer and shut the drawer.
Yeah, that wasn't a good idea. Like, you went through a fucking checklist of things that feel good, don't feel good.
There's a few things here that might work.
Oh, my God. Young Dougie and his clipboard.
Well, you know, before the show on Facebook Live, and those of you who listen to us on Bub Army Radio on our podcast or on IRN Radio, where we're broadcast, if you're listening to us on that, you know, we do the Facebook Live on my fan page. Well, on my page on Facebook. Mondays and Tuesday nights. And actually, we're going to have a special show tomorrow with Mike Vecchione. And I even think that Adam Murray, a comic from Orlando, will be here in the studio. I have a special
that
show tomorrow.
That is awesome.
Let me talk about comedy with Mike. And by the way, speaking of comics, congratulations to Sam Morril. Got a Comedy Central special through Amy Schumer. So Amy Schumer presents Sam Morril. He's a fucking hilarious dude.
No, that's awesome. Wow.
So calling out moms. We were saying before Facebook Live, artists, calling out moms. Their parents, like, you know, like one. Here's a simple thing. Like when my mom used to wash my face when I was a kid, she would almost remold my face. Like she would grab like a, you know, a face towel, soap it up, you know, like she was erasing tar off a fucking heel.
Right, scrub the shit out.
Like,
of it.
God, you know, like calm the fuck down. You know what I mean?
You gotta exfoliate, Dougie. She was like ripping off your first 5 layers.
You know,
of skin.
So that was a pain. Like, you know,
my mom used to do soda wash. Your mom ever do that?
Soda wash.
Yo, it's the weirdest
thing.
This
was after you came back from playing Manhunt?
No, we'd be eating. Yeah, yeah. No, we'd like go out to like McDonald's or something, and you get messy, and she would take the straw and pull a little bit of the soda, put it on a napkin, and then like,
oh, yeah, okay,
wash your face. But then like, it's soda. So now your face is sticky.
I think somebody mixed up like when you get like, if you get like wine or something in your shirt, salt, seltzer water is supposed to help clear that from staining.
Yeah.
So somebody said, put that seltzer water on the little David's face. DeVito?
I think seltzer would work better than soda.
Well, they weren't using Pepsi, were they?
Yeah, so I'm talking about
like RC Cola rubbing
like
on your face?
Like you get a fucking Happy Meal. It doesn't come with seltzer water. It comes with like Coke or Pepsi or whatever, or soda.
So if you got like something on your forehead?
I'm going to clean it off
she
with
takes, like,
more.
Soda.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they're thinking the acidity is, I don't know, what the fuck is
no,
that?
No, it's because it's wet. It'll wet the napkin and you can like rub it off. So that's one funny thing my mom used to do.
Yeah, that's
That's just one of the funny things I remember from.
What was the one we were talking about before?
About what?
You said before the show. Something about like parents did and shit.
Oh man, I don't even remember what the hell we talked about 2 minutes ago, Dougie.
That's terrible.
We should have wrote that down.
Yeah, that'd have been good show prep. Anybody on Facebook Live? I mentioned it yesterday. My ankles. We walked all around Epcot for the Food and Wine Festival on Saturday.
Okay.
Like 2.5 times.
Wow.
Yeah. It was just.
You know, I'd never been to Epcot.
Ugh. I'm never going back.
What's the appeal?
Well, it's the Food and Wine Festival where you go to each country and they have these booths where you wait in line and they have like, you know, like in France, they had like, they had escargot in a croissant. You know what I mean?
Or they
had French wines. You know, whatever, stuff you sample the country, things, special foods and shit.
But are there rides at Epcot, or do you just...
They got some.
You have, like, lines to try stuff for free. Like, I have a fast pass to eat the sandwich or whatever. You know?
No.
I mean, like,
no, when it came to those booths, there's no fast pass. But, you know, but yeah, you have rides. Like, they have the new Frozen ride in Norway. They used to have the Norway ride where you go in like, a troll jumps out at the end. You actually go down a little rap. But, you know, it's a fucking... It's not a ride as you would think Disney World ride, but...
Right.
You'd be like, you're in a like a small. It's a small world kind of ride.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, what's the appeal of going to Epcot?
Well, that's the thing. You know what I mean? People can't go around to the real country. You know, I'm going to go see what a little bit, and then each. But there's like Minda brought it up last night when I went to the open mic. We didn't go on it this time, and that's the fun. They have like the track, you know, the GM test track, and you actually get in the car and you hit a hard turn at like 60 miles an hour. And it's pretty cool.
Wow!
But you're on a cartway, but you're actually in a car doing the speed.
Right, right, right.
And it's pretty cool.
That is cool.
You gotta wait, but that's another thing. You gotta wait in line for like an hour and a half, and the fucking ride's like 40 seconds.
Yeah, but you know, it's like, the experience you're waiting for.
Yeah,
but there's no fast pass for that either.
That one, those rides, there are fast pass.
Okay, because
I did go on this thing called Sonder or whatever. You go like it's in the land area, and you actually sit in the simulator kind of thing. And you're in a chair hanging. And they lift you up in front of this huge IMAX screen.
Okay.
And then it's like you're flying through the air.
Really?
And like you almost hit a fucking mountaintop. And you're like, you're lifting your fucking feet.
It's really?
Like, yeah. I mean, I was holding on for dear life. I didn't realize, you're about 8 feet off the ground, stupid.
But it's cool.
Yeah.
It felt real?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was worth it.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I would like to do it. So Epcot is just worlds. That's all it is. It's every place in the world.
Got to see Living Color. Remember the band Living, you know?
Yeah.
They performed.
Yeah, Cult of Personality.
Yeah, that was their big song. Like that song and I'm a glamour boy. No one ever remembers that song.
No, Cult of Personality. I'm not a glamour boy. Because, you know, there was a wrestler, WWE wrestler, who
right.
That was his theme song. And he was very, very popular.
Gave those guys a lot of play.
Oh, yeah, big time. It was cool.
And the guy walked around and shit. We saw the end of the show and then we went back and saw it again. That's the thing. We walked all the way fucking around and we were by Mexico. And my wife is like, why don't we go back and let's go see the show because we missed it. I'm like, it's like halfway around the fucking world. We got to walk all the way back.
That's
so that's why that was the first time at the Food and Wine Festival I wasn't buzzed and fucking wasted.
Because you're walking too
fucking
much?
Fucking walking. Look, my ankles. I feel like I've been following fucking Moses for 40 years.
It's funny because when I walked in the studio and you were walking, I noticed like you look like you're walking.
My fat ass couldn't take off. Like my knees are bad. This is something I figured out. Yes, my knees are bad, so those were getting shaky.
Oh no!
So where's all the weight go? And my ankles. My ankles are carrying my what the knees can't. I feel like swimming. That's the only thing that would help. Man, I don't know. Hey, by the way, I mentioned Mike Vecchio tomorrow at Wise Guys Comedy Show at Tavolino's. Elgin hosted last week in my stead.
Yes, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, G. David Howard. Very, very funny.
G. David Howard says he's the funniest man alive.
That's his moniker.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how long did he do?
He was up there for at least an hour.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was, I mean, I had the timer going and everything, and he was killing it. I stopped looking at like 55 minutes or something. Yeah. But
that's talent when you can go an hour keeping everybody, you know, going.
Absolutely, yeah. And of course the features, Hennessy Williams, Angela Naka, they all did great.
Right.
And Eddie always takes good care of us, the Tavolino.
Yeah, you got the leftovers.
Oh my God, I had so much food. And you were talking about Italian food earlier, and that's what I wanted to talk about too, because I've been eating this Italian food.
By the way, he took a big ass dump in Danger Studios. You never shit in my.
You never do. I try to arrive, you know, taking care of and ready to work.
Like yeah,
but I came here.
That shit at home.
I did though. I did. I've been all day. I hate to talk about it, but yeah, man, my stomach is just not agreeing with me today.
Well, I guess my wife's been gone, so I ate that Italian food.
Yeah,
and then last night when I came back, I'm hungry because I ate that at like 4 o'clock.
Oh my God!
So I'm on the way back, and I'm like, I haven't eaten Taco Bell in a while.
This is.
So I went to Taco Bell and I got a shredded chicken burrito.
Oh my God!
I got
but you're asking for it.
Well, that's what I figured.
I cooked nice dinner and like steak and asparagus and all this like good stuff, potatoes. You went to Taco Bell and got a what?
I got a shredded chicken
burrito.
That's
burrito.
Good. It's chicken.
That's guaranteed.
A lot of cheese. And then I had a beef soft taco.
You're asking for it.
And a chicken soft taco. Because when you're at a Taco Bell, you look at the menu, you're like, well, you know, what I should have done was just get a beef burrito, and that was it. Because, you know, here's the thing. When I was at the Food and Wine Festival, the Africa booth, oh, my God, it was the best food I had. There was this thing, it was like a curry and a beef, and, it had like some, I don't know what the fuck it was, but it was just delicious. It was like it was like a chili, but it was curry with, you know, beef, and it was the best thing I ate at this fucking place. By the way, I renamed the Food and Wine Festival the Stand in Line and Wine Festival.
I like that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I got it. So that's what gave me the Taco Bell. That's the only thing I think of beef. You know, at like 11 to 10:30 at night when I was on my way home. You took a shit. Listen, before you got here, I was like, you know, God, I hope nobody shows up. I got to take a dump.
Dude, I you know what? I don't know what it is, but this is some compelling conversation. And I'm glad that the listeners are enjoying this.
Is there anybody there on Facebook? They haven't added to the show. What good are they?
We got a couple peeps looking.
That's us.
Checking it out.
Well, I'm not looking.
I
can't see.
It's you. And,
no, I'm not on there.
No. Shout out to everybody who is watching, though. And your dog is over here rolling around.
Yeah, he's happy as shit because I'm here.
You know what I noticed? He's getting... because you've been out of town?
Well, yeah, I was gone Wednesday and I got home Sunday. Now the wife's out of town. You know, but she comes back when I leave Thursday. I'll be at Cocoa Beach Thursday through Saturday, guys, at Gregory's.
So where's your wife right now?
She's in somewhere in like Palm Bay, like near St. Augustine with family friends.
Gotcha. Just hanging out.
Yeah. Like, you know, they went to play Goonie Golf.
What's that? Goonie Golf?
Yeah. It was like miniature golf. You ever heard the expression Goonie Golf?
No, I've never heard that before.
Really?
Yeah. Goonie Golf?
That was what I remembered it as. There was a Goonie Golf place down 441.
Oh, so it's an actual place called Goonie Golf.
Yeah.
But now you refer to every mini golf as Goonie Golf.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, miniature golf is...
Yeah, I've always just called it mini golf.
Yeah, mini.
There's a place called Monster Golf. Have you ever played that?
Yeah, over here, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Is it still open?
It has to be, yeah.
I never went yet. My wife and I, it was like, you know, what are you going to do? Like, when you've done everything?
Yeah.
It's like a date where, like, okay, I'm tired of going out to dinner. You know, I'm tired out. You know, what the fuck? You want to go dancing? I don't go dancing anymore. You guys go dancing?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, God, I fucking hate, like, look at me, my ankles.
Well, I'm a dancer, you know? I love dancing.
I know, I love dancing, too. I used to love dancing when it, you know, used to get me laid.
Yeah.
With chicks, you know, I was a dancer.
Now it doesn't work anymore, huh?
Fuck. I'm going to go take my wife. There's a problem with dancing. My wife looks good. I look horrible. So, you know, when we're on the dance floor, you know, guys are looking over and I'm the one dealing with all this shit. And
yeah, but you know what? If your wife looks good, then you should feel like that makes you look good.
Well, of course.
Hell yeah.
I remember one time
being
there.
You show up with a fine honey.
Dude.
And you're like, yeah, that's my wife. Bam.
That's my girl.
That's what, like, I love that feeling. Yeah. I tell my girl, I'm like, yo, get dressed up. I want you looking good because when you look good, I look good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's how I feel.
Elgin's going to go on a manhunt with his girl.
Yeah, we're going on a manhunt, baby.
By the way,
now that sounds weird. We're going to go play manhunt, but we're going to go on a manhunt. That sounds weird.
Yeah, well.
Yikes.
Hey, here's something interesting.
Okay.
I'm just looking at the news. An Uber passenger is caught on camera stealing the driver's tips.
What?
Yeah, she looks like the girl from 90210, the ugly one that had whose father was a had a record or the company.
Okay, I know who you're
Torres,
talking about.
What Tori
Spelling.
Tori Spelling.
And his name is Aaron Spelling.
Yeah, this girl that's
and
doing
damn,
this looks just
the
like
ugly
her.
One.
You know, she had that nose. A woman brazenly grabbed her Uber driver's tip money, all while looking directly into the man's own surveillance camera. The scantily clad passenger barely wearing more than a bra. Yeah, she's kind of hot.
She's kind of hot now.
You know, can you imagine if you had the camera, she's sitting there like in the little dress, like opening the...
All right, peep Tori Spelling for a second, Dougie. I just Googled it real quick.
I know what she looks like.
I'm saying, but...
Look at... Ugh, that, she looks like a horse. How could you say that? Ugh. She looks like a caricature.
She's had, some work done, for sure.
Dude, look at that. Ugh. She looks like she's wearing a mask.
Yikes.
Like Tori, that girl never did it for me, dude.
Not even when she was fucking dating Screech and Saved by the Bell?
No, that girl's never done it for me, bro.
Dude, look at her right here, man. Come on now.
Oh, I mean, like, she's got cleavage out and stuff, but the face still looks like, you know, she went three rounds with fucking Tyson. The scantily clad passenger, barely a little more than a skirt and bra, was videoed grabbing cash from the tip jar set up on the center console and quickly exiting the car in New York City. What's been shown is no place on our app, and the rider's access to the app has been removed, the Uber spokesman. Yeah, like I don't tip my Uber. I pay the fucking Uber. They're getting a lot of that money.
But at the same time, now Uber has, you can tip,
you tip
in the app.
Yeah, like when you're done, you rate them.
So people were physically
giving him
cash.
So this guy's putting fucking, yeah, he's got a little tip jar in the middle of his car. So he deserves to have that shit stolen.
She empty that shit every time.
You know what I mean? Yeah, but the girl is hot, so she's probably, you know.
So the girl, oh, wow. So you think she'll get caught?
Well, it is an Uber, so she has an app.
That's true.
I mean, how fucking, you know, like, you get caught, she's looking at the camera. But I don't know. Like I said, she's got her. She looks like she has a bra on, like a mini skirt, and she pulls like some from underneath. Like she stole it at the. I don't know if that or she. I don't know what the fuck's going on. But she pulled like this rainbow type shirt out of her fucking crotch, and then started pulling the money out of the guy's tip jar.
So wait a minute. She pulled the shirt out of her crotch?
Something. It was colorful. I don't know. It was a big handkerchief.
What the hell? I need to see this video now because she pulled. I need to. Inspect this.
She's wearing a bra and she's with another chick.
Okay. So she's naked in the Uber, first of all.
Well, she's scantily dressed, you know? Just check it out. But, why is it the guy's like going to put money in the middle of his car? What is he, you know, why don't you just say, pull out a gun and shoot me in the back of the head?
Yeah, that's
why,
stupid.
You know what I mean? Every these crazy fucking people out there. Let's say you have, you know, and if you're driving Uber, here's a suggestion. If you're driving Uber and you got a few, like, $50 of fucking tips in your thing, take it out before the next ride comes.
That's what I'm saying. You should empty that shit every time.
This guy's an idiot.
Yeah. You don't need, you could just put a word tips on there. You don't need.
Yeah, when people get their tip jar stolen, like, people want to be like, hey, I'm going to put money in there so people think I'm getting, because you don't want a tip jar to be empty, because then you're like, this person doesn't know what the fuck they're doing.
Exactly.
This place must suck. There's no money in the tip jar.
But, yeah, you have to have money in there so people know. It's like an incentive to tip.
Yeah. But you know what? There should be a certain amount that's safe.
All right, let's see this girl right here. First of all...
Doesn't she look like Tori Spelling? A hotter version of her? Actually, a good-looking version of her?
First of all, she looks nothing like Tori Spelling, if anything. She's not even blonde.
Well, you know, I'm talking face. Look at that big nose and that chin line and that face that looks like I got hit with a fucking shovel.
She looks like, no lie, she looks like one of the Jenner girls.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? What's her name? Kylie Jenner. Look at this. Come on, bro. She looks just like fucking Kylie Jenner.
Like, exactly. That's her?
Yeah, she got busted. She's just Brooklyn, a teen from Brooklyn.
Oh, look at her.
Dude, you can't say that. Dude.
Well, now I'm saying she was a good-looking version.
Wait, let me see how old she is before you start.
What is she, a cam girl? She looks like a cam girl or something based on that photo.
Oh, she's 18. Go for it, Dougie.
What?
You can say she's cute now. She's 18.
Yeah, all right. I wish she'd open her legs a little better in that photo.
You can say that. Legal.
Right? It's all right. I'm not going to get a call.
Nope. It's legal.
It's okay to recognize somebody being hot.
She got busted, apparently. Let's see.
Oh, yeah?
People are writing on her pictures, thief, I hope you go to jail, blah, blah, blah. we'll see what happens. But yeah, there she is.
What's her name?
Her name is... What, see, now we're going to give this
girl... Yeah, she's going to get all these followers. Fuck her.
Yeah, I'm not going to say her name.
You know, yeah, she's like the Cash Me Outside chick.
Because people are going to want to see who this girl is. And she is kind of cute.
Yeah.
And she's wearing like nothing in this photo.
That's the thing. These kids, they think they can do whatever they want. There's no consequences. Like I'll say this. I was on Twitter. They showed that picture. They did somebody posted a video. I think it was what's the girl who's on who's the boss? Alyssa Milano.
Yeah, okay.
All right. She forwarded something. It was like that disabled girl, Mexican girl that was an undocumented citizen. Like she wasn't a citizen. She lived here illegally. Her parents brought her here when she was 3 months. She's disabled and has issues. So the family brought her here illegally.
Right.
So she's been living here for so many years, and now the border agents came to get her.
Right.
And she was in the hospital, and they waited for her to get surgery and all this stuff done. So I basically posted, well, great, you know, the American government, you know, taxpayers paid for her surgeries and have been taking care of her health care when she's not even a citizen. And listen, it's not that I don't feel bad for disabled kids, but I also feel a little more upset or worried about American disabled kids
right.
not getting the proper care because there's a fucking strain on the system from all kinds of fraudulent activity. You know, As a person, I want to make sure that, listen, we won't have to take more taxes from people if we just knew how to collect them better. You know, if there wasn't waste.
It's just, there's a line between, like, money and morality. You know what I mean? Like, I get it on the money aspect, and we're paying for it tax-wise in this thing, but you're seeing a girl who, she beat the system, whatever. She's here getting her surgery done. Let it happen.
But she's been here for years being taken care of without any cut. Like,
and now they caught up with her.
Now she's
got to
go back.
It is what it is.
She's got to go back, right? I mean, is it, you know, listen, I know there's,
I mean,
immigration attorneys will come in and they'll fight it and all that will be taken up, you know. But, you know, to me, it's like, you know, I have family members that want to come to this country and they're doing it legally. They're going through the process.
Right.
So if you let things like that happen, this is the kind of shit that ends up happening. When people see countless people, if you sympathize with people where that's an understanding of breaking the law.
Okay.
If you have a sob story, then you could break the fucking law.
Well, let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen the movie Elysium?
No.
Well, these people in the future have these futuristic things that can heal people.
Right.
Okay. It's a little pod. You put it inside of the pod, and they can heal you. But all the rich people own it.
Right.
And the people live on this little fucking globe thing in the sky called Elysium. And
gotcha.
Everyone else is left
oh,
on
Earth.
Oh,
that's with Jodie Foster.
Whatever. Yeah.
I remember seeing
so they basically, they hijack a little plane, and they use it to save this little girl's life. Wouldn't you do that for your daughter if you could? Let's say you had a daughter who had some kind of thing, and America has this medicine
right.
that can cure your kid.
Yeah, but that's
wouldn't
that,
you try
to
do that?
To
I'm
me,
saying
that's bullshit.
Like,
Mexico has great doctors and shit. There's a lot of people go to Mexico to get fucking work done cheaper.
So why don't they do it there?
So why? That's what I'm saying. It's not. It's you know. It's the sympathy aspect is bullshit to me. It's like the kid can get and it's just well the parents are gonna have to, well fuck the parents should go back with her too. You why would you let your disabled kid go back to Mexico? You got to go back with her. Get things straight. Get legal. If you're legal before, you'll be able to bring her back. You know, to me, it's all a fucking look. You know what I'm saying? I understand it. No one wants to see a kid. You know what I mean? But there's after a while, you got to say, look, somewhere. Now, here's the reality of it is, and this is what I'm saying. It's like when it's all said and done, the kids are going to probably end up staying here because it's you know, that's the way it's going to end up working. But for the same, you can't make excuses for breaking the law. Look at this fucking girl. She's reaching into the cup. She thinks she's got cameras watching. She doesn't even realize what she's doing is wrong. She probably has a good reason for it. And that's the thing. You just can't say anymore, I have a good reason for fucking up. You know, I got a good reason for doing what I'm doing. I got to sympathize because that's what happens. It's like it's almost like an innate, like it's the same fucking thing to me when my mother would let my alcoholic older brother continue to drink and take him in and never let give him the hard fuck, you know, that enabling, that he just kept fucking getting worse. That's my point. After a while, you got to say, fuck it. Somebody's got to.
You're right. You got to cut it off. You got to, you know what I mean? You got to.
If it doesn't happen,
cut the umbilical cord.
Then people aren't, the next people say, you know what? We don't want to be them people. Let's make sure we bring our daughter here legally.
Right.
Let's not deal with this shit.
Well, like I said, you can't knock them for beating the system, but they got caught, and now they're going back, and it is what it is, because that's the way it is. People can't.
Don't fucking give me the cry away and all the shit. You know, and, you know, it's sympathizing people. Anyway, this is the Wake and Play with Dougie Show. I'm here with Elgin David.
Yeah.
And we're going to come back with a Florida man, special edition of the Straight from the Headlines, right after this.
This is the Reverend Bob Levy, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. If you're not, you're probably sleeping, you lazy fucks.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world. But today, we're going to talk about a Florida man.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
And we're going to make fun of him.
Because it's Florida.
We talk about things from around the world and make fun of him.
You know, I've been wondering, like, is there like an Atlanta man? Like, if you're in Atlanta, is there a story, is there a thing called Atlanta man? It's got
to
be.
I'm
sure we're not the only state that has a bunch of fucking hoople heads. This just in, a Florida man beats an American Idol hopeful with her guitar.
Wow. You got to tell me about this.
A Florida man is accused of beating his estranged girlfriend, an American Idol hopeful, with an acoustic guitar in a wooden ashtray on Thursday. He wanted to get, you know, some strings and woods in his orchestra effect.
So, wow.
Jonathan Vandador, 27, of Ormond Beach, was charged with battery after allegedly attacking Rachel Russ, 29, after telling him she was moving out. The Daytona Beach News, I'm going to make it big on American Idol. Russ told police Vandador took a guitar-shaped ashtray and smashed it against her head. Vandador then allegedly smashed Russ's guitar, on the floor before hitting her with it.
Oh, my God.
So he didn't El Cabongo her. He hit the floor first and then hit her with it.
This guy is ugly, too. Sorry.
He wouldn't be part of your manhunt?
No, I want to see where's the girl.
According to the police report, Russ, who played in a band with Vandador, told police she was moving after learning that Vandador was playing with another band.
Ooh. So he was playing with another band.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Russ announced on a Facebook page that she survived the first round of cuts of American Idol, which is set to return in 2018, and no one gives a fuck. You a big American Idol fan?
I used to like American Idol all the time. We would have American Idol watch parties. Yeah. We would like religiously watch that show. But in the later years, stopped watching it, and now it's coming back. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
This is her right here? No, that's not her.
They just show him.
Yeah, they don't show the girl.
I'm thinking about getting back into music a little bit.
Like making music?
Right now, just singing it.
Okay.
Joining a couple people on stage in different places that play guitar and doing a little duet and singing, and let them play and let me go ahead and give it a run.
Wow.
And then if I do that, then I wouldn't mind writing, you know.
That's cool.
There'll be like 3-chord songs.
I love making music.
Yeah. Here's another Florida man story. Deputy story, unbuckled 3-year-old slams into windshield after Florida woman drives 90 miles per hour chasing her boyfriend.
Wow. Wow. So what happened to this kid?
This chick looks like an MMA fighter. The girl. Pinellas County, Florida, a woman was arrested for child abuse on Sunday after deputies say she placed a 3-year-old girl unbuckled in the front seat of her vehicle and slammed on the brakes, sending the child into the windshield. Well, that's one way to deal with an unruly kid.
That's unbelievable.
Officials say that Justine Olixi, 35, was in a physical altercation with her boyfriend while the child was standing next to her. Once the boyfriend left, Olesky picked up the child and placed her in the front passenger seat without a seatbelt or a car seat. Seatbelts are for pussies, honey.
That's terrible. So what happened?
The
girl flew out.
Say the child, 3 years old, and weighs approximately 35 pounds. Deputies say that Aleski then proceeded after her boyfriend and accelerated to high speeds in a residential neighborhood. A witness saw the child in the front seat of the vehicle when they say Aleski was driving roughly 90 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
But they caused the child's head to strike the windshield in such a high force it shattered the windshield.
Oh.
Deputies say the blonde strands of hair were left in the glass from the child. According to the arrest affidavit, Aleski did not appear to be concerned for the child and continued to talk about her boyfriend.
What the hell? She was on drugs, yes?
Or has been for a long time. Aleski was arrested for child abuse, domestic battery. Post-Miranda deputies say that Aleski told law enforcement that she does not remember and denies the incident. She did say that the window was not shattered prior to the incident. Like it matters.
Guaranteed losing custody of that kid.
The child was rushed to the hospital. Luckily, no serious injuries had occurred, but being that is her mother, we're sure she's doomed.
Oh, my God.
See, that's the thing about you hear stories like this, and then you can't help but this is just one of men. Like, there's so many people being, like, there's so many people reproducing, you know what I mean, that are just giving birth to that the next serial fucking killers. You know, this girl's either going to be like a complete, she won't, you know what I mean? Who knows? This poor kid. Do you think this kid's going to be raised well by this fucking person?
No, of course not.
You know what I mean?
This kid's going to be a fucking.
Does this person have any hope?
It's sad.
What do you think this girl's SAT scores are going to be?
Well, I mean, it depends.
This is going to be another weight on society. As time goes on, more and more people are being added to that destitute column.
Maybe she'll pull herself out of it, Dougie. Maybe this girl is going to be one of those young little smart whippersnappers that'll be like, take on the world,
right,
and be the next the first female president of the United States.
Maybe not.
Maybe not, no.
That's what we were talking about before the show, like the things our moms did. Like my mom, that was the one thing my mom was always negative.
Yeah.
Right? Everything was, oh, no, it's not going to work. I'm like, Ma, can you fucking, I wonder most of my older brothers didn't have any, you know, determination. That's an important thing, determination, right?
Absolutely.
When you're determined, you just don't take no for an answer. You want something so bad, you're not going to go, okay. You know, you're gonna fucking keep needling away.
Of course, you're gonna get it if you really want something and you're determined.
Yeah,
you're gonna get.
The only way you can get that is you have confidence in yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's one thing this kid's gonna have, confidence. You know, the girl's gonna know that the kid's slammed into a fucking windshield.
Wow.
I had Arby's today. That was the other part. I did.
Look, Dougie, you're going.
I was going on my way to an appointment, and they weren't answering their phone, so I had to stop. And I'm like, it was an Arby's. I'm like, well, I might as well eat something here. And
let me just say, I mean, do you eat Arby's on a regular? Because I could say I probably had Arby's 3 times in my entire life.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I've had Arby's 3 times in the last 3 months.
So like, what is up with Arby's? Is it good? What is the draw?
Listen,
I don't get it.
I usually, my fast food is Wendy's. And Subway, those are you. If I get like a turkey or tuna,
right?
Sub at Subway or any of these sub, you know, with nothing all loaded up, and then you know, or I'll go to Wendy's and get a go wrap, like a grilled chicken go wrap, you know. And if I'm really hungry, a little small fry, but that's it. I don't go crazy. I get a burgers and, but Arby's, you know, like the beef and cheddar, which I haven't been eating. I've been eating their chicken cordon bleu, which is to me is a fucking phenomenal sandwich.
Where's this?
At Arby's.
They have a chicken cordon bleu.
Yeah, now they got these like roasted turkey sandwiches.
Because I thought they were just known for roast beef
sandwiches.
Dude,
they have the meats, buddy.
Okay.
They have the meats. Arby's, we have the meats. I'm going to audition as a voiceover for Arby's.
You should be their spokesperson, man.
Listen,
you're selling me on Arby's.
I'm telling you, dude. Arby's fucking, nobody likes Arby's. I love getting, you get a beef and cheddar, you can't eat it in the car. It's a big mess.
Is it?
Yeah, it drips. It's like beef. It's like a big roast beef.
Uh-huh.
But like a horseradish hollandaise, like not hollandaise, like a steak sauce kind of mix.
Okay.
And then it comes with like melted cheese, and it's on an onion roll, like a, you know what I mean?
Dude, I'm mad. Get me some Arby's. Where's there?
Fuck.
Is there an Arby's?
That's the thing.
Here?
There's not a lot around here, but sometimes you got it. Like I'm up north and shit. That's all they have, Arby's.
Oh, I see. So when you travel, you go on your little fast. You have your spots.
Yeah.
What, you know? Let's talk about that for a second. What are some of the like places that we don't have here that you indulge in?
Well,
when
Wawa's
you're on the road.
Was a big one. Like, you know,
well, now they're everywhere.
They're gonna be everywhere around here.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you know, again, there's not much like, You know what I'm saying?
Like, if there's a Whataburger somewhere, I'll go.
Yeah, that happened the other day.
You
there
know
was
what
like,
I mean?
There's a Whataburger. I was like,
I'll go.
Because they're closing all the Whataburgers.
And they're good.
I know. And they had one, but I was like, I just wanted to get, I got my Go-Wrap.
Okay.
I had to, you know, I wasn't getting much exercise. I went to the gym yesterday, dude, because I haven't gone in weeks, you know, because I was sick and I was traveling.
Right.
I'm on the treadmill, you know, doing 3.8 miles an hour on a 2% incline. My heart rate's at 160.
Ugh. It's all that fucking beef and cheddar.
I'm telling you, man. It was that Arby's, you know.
Or that Taco Bell you had yesterday.
No, I ate that was yesterday. That was last night, actually. I knew I was going to, I was surprised I didn't wake up with the rumbles.
Oh, my God.
Man falls three stories while possibly doing parkour in Coco.
This is funny, this story here.
Now, this is where I'm going Thursday through Saturday at Gregory's Comedy Club, by the way.
Really? Are you going to try to jump the building?
I am not going to try it.
You should say it was you.
Yeah.
And say it was a publicity stunt for the show.
How funny would that be if we take a photo of me saying, you know, local comedian has big accident trying to do parkour.
Well, you said you're going here to do a show, right?
In Cocoa Beach.
I'm sure people have heard of the story, you think, or no?
Yeah. I mean, all right, so what you're saying is like,
hey, you know that guy? It was me.
I recently fell off a three-story building. I'm glad to be here. A man fell to the ground from a three-story building in Cocoa over the weekend while apparently doing parkour, which includes jumping from building to building.
That's so funny.
Like, when I was more limber and I was training and shit, I used to love, like, running and then just hand-jumping over a wall. You know, or like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, jump over something little.
Yeah.
But now people are trying to take it. Like, there was these videos a couple of years ago.
They think they can fly.
Then these guys are jumping off rooftops. So now everyone's trying to do it.
Yeah.
And.
Well, good. Thin the herd.
I don't think Florida has the best rooftops or, like, to be jumping off. Like,
yeah.
If you're in a city, I don't know, even, like, overseas, they have way better architecture to be jumping off of.
Yeah, things are a little closer to each other.
In Florida, everything is just, it's just like block buildings. There's nowhere to go.
Yeah, I did see one video of another guy that ate it. He tried to go, and he fell like two or three stories. Like he tried to jump, and he kind of tripped before he made it.
Oh, no.
And then he got a little bit off, but he landed into the side of the building.
Dude, I cannot.
And then he rolled down.
It's hard for me to watch those videos.
The victim, whose name and age have not been released, suffered a possible head and other injuries and was airlifted to the Holmes Regional Hospital, Coco police said. The victim was conscious when first responders arrived. Authorities said officers were called on Saturday night to 100 Harrison Street in reference to a person falling from a building. Witnesses told police they saw three men or teens on top of the building several minutes before the victim had fallen.
They were up there making a YouTube video.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Yeah. They have better footage of everything, but they're not going to release it.
An investigation determined the trio was possibly involved in parkour, a discipline that, you know, jumps around and acts like a... Witnesses did not see the victim jump from the building. The trio gained access to the top of the building by a ladder. No other details on the story.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, because I guarantee you these kids have fucking the best footage of this. They should release it.
Somebody ate it.
Oh, my God.
Here's a story. Report, beer goes flying in tiff over surfing turf. Not surfing turf. Surfing turf. This is like in,
it's
Point Break.
This is my waves, bro.
Yeah.
This is my beach. This is my waves. Yeah. This is my babes.
We used to go surfing in Sebastian when I was in high school. And especially when I got into college. Yeah, the locals would be like, what the fuck? That was horrible, too. You know? I was not, you know, like, get the fuck off this, you know.
Well, it's a big deal, you know. Like, if you have the place with the best waves, you're going to defend that place.
Indian River County, grabbing your surfboard and heading to the Atlantic Ocean may not be a foolproof way of avoiding arrest. But it appears a strategy employed by a 20-year-old Vero Beach man on October 14th. At Wabasso Beach Park. You ever been there?
Wabasso Beach Park? No, where's that?
In Vero Beach.
Never been.
A man identified as the victim told an Indian River County Sheriff's deputy that a man later identifies as Justice Curitan yelled at him to leave the beach. An arrest affidavit states the victim said he moved to the area about 2 months ago prior and went to the beach to catch some waves like a new kid in town. The victim was told... surfers tend to get upset when new surfers go to the beach, causing too many to be out on the water and not enough time surfing.
Yep.
There's only so much beach, man.
Well, no, it's true. There's only so many waves. You know, you got to catch the waves when it's like the prime time, bro. And if you're in my wave and you don't carve it and do some sick moves, I'm going to kick your ass, bro.
Yeah. Don't be a hobbyist.
Get off my... Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You better learn how to surf down the kiddie beach before you take these big boy waves.
Ugh.
That's probably that's what it is. They'll kick you off to the shittier part of the beach until you earn your stripes in a way.
Why not? That's where it should be.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but you know he don't he doesn't own
a brohaha over perceived
what
on surfing of surfing turf is not be confused with a brohaha over perceived usurping on surf and turf. I don't even know what that means.
A brouhaha.
Mm-hmm.
Who writes like that?
I'm going to read it again. A brouhaha.
Okay.
That's B-R-O-U-H-A-H-A.
Yeah, brouhaha.
Brouhaha over perceived usurping. Usurping?
What?
U-S-U-R-P-I-N-G, usurping?
I don't even know what word that is.
I don't know what the fuck it is either. Usurp, I mean, a brouhaha over perceived usurping of surfing turf is not to be confused with a brouhaha over perceived usurping of surf and turf.
What
a popular item menu pairing lobster and steak. The victim said Curitan mumbled something and threw a beer can, hitting him in the face.
In the face!
Curitan got his surfboard and went into the water. A deputy asked friends of Curitan to call him out of the water, but that apparently didn't work. A lifeguard sounded an air horn, but Curitan turned around and didn't return. The lifeguard asked the person to enter the water and call Curitan in, but that person made no intent to call justice in.
Okay.
So this guy
usurp
paddled off.
Usurp. It's usurp. And it means to take the to take something from someone illegally or take place of something.
Okay.
Take position, take
thank you.
Force. So but that's just somebody finding a big word and throwing it in their story. The brouhaha usurping brouhaha.
Well, I thought it was some slang.
What the fuck are you putting brouhaha in there, by the way? B-R-U how the fuck you spell it?
B-R-U-E-H-A-H.
A noisy and overexcited reaction or response to something. So who gives a shit?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous writing choices for the author of that article. The brouhaha of the usurping in the usurf and turf surfing you brouhaha.
Whatever.
Exactly.
The mother of one of the people asked to get Curitan said Curitan wasn't going to get out of the water because he thought he was going to get arrested. The mother wound up getting Curitan to come to the shore. The guy paddled way out there, said, I ain't coming back to the fucking police leave. It'd be so funny if he got eaten by a shark
he
again.
He just stayed up. That's funny.
Dramatic efforts.
Let's just get a jet ski and just go catch his ass.
I need to catch up on this lingo. I got to go watch Point Break again.
Oh, my God.
Here's a story. Crematory sends grieving Utah family the wrong remains. I mean, how would you know?
What?
This doesn't smell like dad. You know, how do you know?
Oh, my God.
A family mourning the loss of a loved one does not want to deal with additional trauma, but that's exactly what happened to Kim Goodsdale when her brother Kevin died in Stockholm, California. She made arrangements with a Bay Area crematory to have his remains shipped to Utah, but the remains that arrived were not her brother's. It's been ghastly. It's just been horrible, Goodsdale told the news. This has just been the worst 74 hours of our life. Well, that was that time I was in Mexico. The person, what is this? The person who does the cremation is their name on the paper? And he goes, well, no. He goes, that's the deceased name. The brother's name, Goodsdale said, that isn't my brother. Goodsdale had taken an unopened box to a mortuary in Utah where they realized the mistake. The remains were meant for a family in Massapequa, New York.
Massapequa.
This has just been the worst 74 hours of our life. Clint Love, the owner of the Bay Area crematory, declined, of course he would, to be interviewed. Who would want to after that kind of fuck up?
Yeah.
Saying he preferred that his attorneys do that when they become available. Love said he is very apologetic and said this sort of thing hasn't happened since they have been in business. Well, it's similar to me when I come early. This doesn't always happen.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry. This doesn't happen often. According to the news, the business has no open complaints with the Better Business. Yeah, sometimes fucking things happen.
That sucks.
You're just the unlucky. You know what I mean? That's bad, too. You know what I mean? Could you imagine somebody, there's a business that has a great record, and they just happen to get this one fucking person mad that they want to talk to everybody about it.
Yeah.
And now the business suffers. People get fired because, you know.
And you know what? I mean, not to say it's not an honest mistake, but it could have been. I mean, it could have just been a mix-up in the crematorium.
Things happen. Yeah, like even today, like I like to double check things, especially as a fiduciary in my daily job. You know, you can't just say, hey, I made a mistake, and there's the wrong beneficiary on a form. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
that's a big time. It's a big mistake to make.
Yeah, yeah. I faxed.
But
in,
it can happen.
I faxed in paperwork today before I came out today for somebody. And, you know, the company called me back, which is nice. You know, hey, I want to confirm something on this form, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yes, that's correct, blah, 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 it's good. But I'm still going to check next week. I'm still going to call the company and say, hey, I want to make sure this was set up correctly.
Right. Just, you know, keep tabs on it.
Mm-hmm. And keeping tabs on things, here's a story. Young girl disconnects her grandpa's life support to plug in her phone charger. Is anybody using this outlet? This is what I'm saying. Dude, there's so many kids today that are completely fucking, you think people are social, like, interact, like, how many, like, misfits, like, you meet people here and there now, you know, like, oh, you can tell this person's, in the next 20 years, I weep for society that these people, I don't think they're going to come out of it. I think it's going
to
be.
You're saying you weep for what's being passed down to the next generation?
You know, when I'm 70 years old.
Yeah.
I'm going to be seeing shit on the news that I'm going to be like, oh, I can't believe it's like this shit. I don't know where I'm going to get a southern accent.
Yeah, where the fuck did that come
from?
I'm going
to probably spend some time in Georgia or something. Alleluia, a 26-year-old girl, went to the hospital yesterday to visit her grandpa, who was suffering from lung cancer. When the nurse and other family members weren't present, the young girl decided to disconnect the life support from her grandpa because she needed to charge her phone.
You're fucking kidding me right now. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Let's see. My phone was at 1%, which can be described as a critical situation.
Grandpa was also at 1%. I had to make the right choice.
Besides, my mother asked me to text her how my grandpa was doing right after getting to the hospital, so I had to do it.
She said
in her defense. Not only she sent a message to her mom, Allie decided to take some pictures of her grandpa. Oh, I don't know why he's turning blue. Maybe I'll change the filter.
Oh, my God.
And send him on Instagram. No way. I just did it to prove them that he was okay. And yes, it's true that he was turning blue. But I thought that was an Instagram filter. Well.
Oh, my God. That's like the most ridiculous. So she killed her grandpa.
Fortunately, the old man could reach a control and call the infirmary, and doctors got there in time to help.
Wow.
They freaked out when they realized that the respirator was turned off. What's the big fucking deal? I asked them if there was another socket. You need to snope this story, dude.
Okay.
Young girl disconnects her grandpa's life support.
I'm going to do it right now.
I'm getting a funny feeling about this. Maybe I'll have a positive feeling on society again if this is proven as a made up story.
I really hope that it's a made up story.
It's got to be. Otherwise, you know.
It's so ridiculous. Come on, Snopes. The one time we need you. All right. Girl kills grandpa.
He doesn't die. He unplugs life support.
Okay.
And here's the next story I want to share is something I'm trying to live by. You know, something I'm trying to actually change a little bit about my life. What do you think the secrets to longevity is, dude?
I think being positive and having fun.
Wrong. Nothing to do with it.
What?
You got to eat Taco Bell at 10:30 at night. That's how you live a fucking long time. At least that's how you clean your pipes out. Forget getting rich. Sex and sleep are the real keys to happiness. I love to. I love going to bed. Like I go to bed early now sometimes.
Right.
And I can't. I feel so good the next day. Like I can't believe how like energized.
Okay, wait. Before you go on with this story, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Did a young girl disconnect her grandfather's life support to plug in her phone's charger? It's an international hoax. Snopes.com. It's false.
All right. We'll see.
See? That's why they call me Snopes. But you called it this time.
It didn't feel
you
right.
You felt it.
No one's going to be quoted saying that many stupid things.
See, my phone was at 1%, which can be described as a critical situation. Bullshit.
Yeah.
The whole story.
Yeah, I didn't like the fail. So it was fake news, everybody.
It was by a website called 8 Shit. The number 8 and shit. It's a satire news and humor website.
Hmm.
So that it's 8shit.net.
See? We're getting better at it.
We need to send Peter some of these articles and tell him that it's real.
Yeah, do it on your radio show, Peter. it's often said that money doesn't bring happiness, but researchers may have found two things that do. A study has found that sex and sleep are the two things that have the strongest association with a person's well-being. So that works out great, because usually after I make love, I fall right to fucking sleep.
Sometimes I do, too. I just pass. I'm just like,
yeah.
Good night.
That's it. I'm done. Like, whoop, let's, you know.
Telling
you know, it's weird. My wife.
If you ever want to shut me the fuck up, just have sex.
Well, I'm not going to.
Well, not you.
I'd rather hear you talk. That's the case.
You don't want to go on a manhunt day?
No, I'm not going on your
manhunt.
You
don't want to play manhunt?
No. No manhunt. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up with Dougie Show.
Oh, all right.
I want to thank Elgin for joining me today.
Always a good time.
By the way, Facebook Livers, anybody's going to be in Miami, I'm going to Churchill's tonight. Do a spot and close the show. I don't know what I'm doing on there. We're doing the show, I guess.
Cool.
And don't forget Wednesday night, Wise Guys Comedy Show with Mike Vecchio on your headliner, along with myself and Adam Murray. And Adam Nadim Awad's going to do a little spot.
Sweet.
As well. Thursday through Saturday, I'm going to be at in Cocoa Beach at Gregory's Comedy Club. Show times are 9 o'clock each evening. And I'm just going to hang out on the beach.
Nice.
Can't wait to. Maybe I'll try to swim out all the way so no one catches me. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous, and join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and follow that and our show at Wake Up Dougie on Twitter. Elgin?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Elgin David.
That's it. Thanks, guys, for listening. Tomorrow we have a bonus episode. Mike Vecchio and Adam Murray will be here in the studio talking about comedy and things that are happening. By the way, don't forget to go to our main page at WakeUpLateWithDougieShow.podbean.com. Donate. We have a patron page. We take as minimum of $1 a month. Everybody did it. Everybody would get gas money. We appreciate that. So donate to the show if you like our and what you're hearing. And what the fuck else was I going to say? I don't know. I think I said everything. Don't forget to listen to us. As fun. Tell your friends if they want to listen to us. Bubba Army Radio.
Absolutely.
Saturday and Sunday from 4 to 6. That's a good way to listen to us if you can't catch us during the week. Anyway, thanks again for listening, guys. And we'll be back tomorrow right here at the same spot. Take care. People on Earth. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, the beam of light hit the ground.